Midnight. 12, 12, 12.
12 o'clock. Midnight. Time to let you know. We hope you'll keep on listening. But you better turn the volume low and listen low and listen. Listen to the best in radio.
I wrote my mom a letter and this is what I said. Well, 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 washed all the dishes and a little lot more. I even got the dinner at the grocery store. And now, Mom, you'll find the key next door. Cause this little girl's gonna rock in. I found some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in his cup. And now I'm off, I'm gonna live it up. Cause this little girl's gonna rock in. You later, mater, you'll find each thing that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun. Cause this little girl's gonna rock in, yeah. See you later, matey. You'll find each thing that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun. Cause this little girl's gonna rock in. Yeah, this little girl's gonna rock in. Oh, this little girl's gonna rock in. Hey, this little girl's gonna rock in.
Girls Gone Rockin' here on KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Radio without boundaries. Global and international and universal at KFAI.org. What does the calendar girl have to say for us today? It's barely August 16th. Let's check it out.
Mr. DJ, what have you to say on this 16th day of August?
Well, Duncan Fife, American cabinet maker and furniture designer, died this day in 1854, and the Battle of Bennington in the Revolutionary War took place in 1777.
Wasn't that interesting? Let's see what's going to happen on Sunday, or what did happen on Sunday. Oh, no, wait, I guess that's it. Oh, no, that's not going to go right into it. Oh, well, whatever. So did I tell you I'm Mick Novak, and this show is all about female vocals and fun little instrumentals. And as Ron Boogie Monster Gerber pointed out, I'm wearing my Stax shirt today, which I didn't even think about when I put it on in the wee hours of the morning today, yesterday, whatever, Friday morning, very, 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 very early I got up. Way too early for a girl like me to be up. And I put my Stax shirt on. It's I can fit like me and three other people in it. So it's nice and comfortable. I kind of feel like I'm in my jammies while I'm doing radio. And of course, I don't have my shoes on, so I'm very comfortable. You don't need to know all that, though. Yeah, R.I.P. Isaac Hayes. And then Ron also told me that Jerry Wexler just passed away. So, you know, he's 91. You know, it's got to happen. But still, it's sad news. So as the name of the show is called This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', I'm going to emphasize rockin', my idea of what rockin' is with the girls. So I'm going to start it off with Detroit City's The Gorgor Girls from their 2002 release, Up All Night, Standing on the Corner.
Oh, told you you gotta get out of here. And you told me you wanted to long ago. I asked you, well, what are you waiting for? You said you were so sorry. You're so sorry, yeah, you are. You'll never be a movie star. You're so sorry, no doubt. Why don't you just get out? Just last week I wanted to go out with my friends from work.
So sorry. Yes, you are. The Budget Girls from their 1998 release called On a Tight Budget. The Budget Girls. And before that, we heard from Les Hell on Heels, Waste of Time. It's their debut CD from 2004. I just picked it up. I thought it was brand new. I bought it like a couple months ago. Maybe it's been like a year. Well, anyways, it's been recent, sort of recent, more recent than 4 years ago, and I didn't realize that it was already 4 years old. I just realized that today. The Hell on Heels, Waste of Time, it's self-titled. It's on Bomp Records. Luna Chicks. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Luna Chicks from 1997. Gone Kissin' off their LP, Pretty Ugly. The Gore Gore Girls at the top of the set was Standing on the Corner. It's This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on KFAI.
KFAI is supported by the Service Employees International Union, presenting Take Back Labor Day,
a festival and concert to celebrate workers' achievements and promote a new vision for the 21st century.
The festival takes place on Labor Day, the opening day of the Republican National Convention, September 1st at Harriet Island in St. Paul.
Performers include Steve Earle, Atmosphere, Mos Def, Tom Morello and Friends, Allison Moore, Loopy Fiasco, and Billy Bragg.
Tickets and information available at TakeBackLaborDay.com.
KFAI presents KFAI's Minnesota Soundtrack live at Acadia Cafe the last Friday of each month.
Friday, August 29th, we welcome indie folk rock band A Night in the Box and a country blues performance by Lonesome Dan Case. The music begins at 9:30 along with good food, good drinks, and good times.
So please, join us for KFAI's Minnesota Soundtrack Night at Acadia Cafe, Friday, August 29th. We'll see you there.
Baby, now here's the plan. You're going to come with me. You're going to take my hand.
So I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to keep emphasizing on the rockin' part of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. And I've got Mao, M-A-O, Mao, doing Woman Scorn. It's off their release called The Unforgiving Sounds of Mao.
Tough.
April March is singing along with the Makers on her 1997 CD, pretty much titled that. April March sings along with the Makers, Let Him Try. Before that, Mr. Airplane Man, Commit a Crime, the name of the song off their 2002 release, Moanin'. The interesting thing about that is that Mr. Airplane Man is the title of a Howlin' Wolf song, which is where they got their name from. And Commit a Crime, the song that they just did, is a Howlin' Wolf song. How cool is that? The Gossip before that, talking about Arkansas, that's where that group is from. The Gossip, Where the Girls Are, the name of the song. This is probably my favorite Gossip CD. It's their first full-length debut, and it was released 8 years ago already, 2000. And I got something about Beth Ditto. I love her voice. The Gossip, Where the Girls Are, the name of the CD, That's Not What I Heard. And Mao started off the set with Woman Scorn. You are tuned in to This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' here on KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio. I gotta talk because I got some stuff kind of gotta get off my chest and I want to tell you about. Next week I won't be here, but Top Cat will be here, so please tune in because he's gonna bring in some really wonderful stuff. He was on our show, not on our show, because, you know, me, myself, and I, Planet Mick. He was on the show a while back, and he brought in all of his great Australian girl rockers. And so I'm thinking we're going to hear some of that and a whole lot more. And who knows, he might bring in some special guests. It's hard to say. Whatever he wants to do, he knows what to do. So that's next week. I won't be here. I will be here the following Friday, I think. But see, I'm going to the State Fair. I have 3 dates for the State Fair because, you know, I'm a huge fair goer for you longtime listeners of the show. And the Great Minnesota Get-Together starts next Thursday, and I'm going both Fridays. I think I'm going to be here on the 29th. I'm pretty sure. Mr. Novak says yes, so he's always right. And I want to tell you that out in Bloomington, Minnesota, near the Mall of America, there is a tie-dye t-shirt sale going on tomorrow. It started today. It's on the corner of 86th Street and 10th Avenue. Just a little FYI. I have a phone number if you want to call the person and get more info and find out what the goods are. So I'm not going to give the number out now, but you can call me at the studio, 612-341-0980. And this Friday, August 22, begins a really wonderful record show at the Cedar Cultural Center. It's the first that has ever happened with this group, and it's going to be Friday, August 22 through the 24th, and it starts Friday at 3 p.m. There's going to be records and books and music posters, memorabilia, magazines, and the books are going to be old, rare, and oop, out of print. And on Saturday, there will be new items, and Sunday, Bargain Day! So, Cedar Cultural Center, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Check out the record show. And you're never going to believe it, but I have a State Fair theme song from 1954. And I've been dying to play it ever since we got it. It plays from the outside in like a normal record, what we're used to. Sometimes these things play from the inside out. You need to know that. It's called You'll See More in 54. And you're going to dig it. The Minnesota State Fair theme song from 1954.
You'll see more in 54. You'll see more in 54 at the Minnesota State Fair. This is the story of your Minnesota State Fair, the sights and sounds of 10 fun-packed, thrill-packed days at the world's largest 10-day state fair. 260 acres filled with hundreds of entertainment features and thousands of exhibits to see and enjoy. This is the story of your day, a typical day at the Minnesota State Fair. A walk through the fairgrounds is an adventure for the eye and the ear, and there's something to interest everyone. Let's move along with the crowd to the 4-H building. You'll find exhibits by some 1,300 Minnesota boys and girls, contest winners in 87 counties. Watch demonstrations in canning, dressmaking, cooking, pie making by these future Minnesota homemakers. Move along to the dairy building and see the handiwork of Minnesota butter and cheese makers. Let's watch the demonstration at the American National Honey Show. See the colorful international displays from 24 countries. See the finest in grains, vegetables, and flowers. Inspect the work of 1,500 Minnesota homemakers in the Home Activities Building with special demonstrations every day. Listen to the sounds on Machinery Hill. 80 acres holding 500 exhibits. The world's largest outdoor machinery show. Look at the brightly painted displays of harvesting machinery. Watch big demonstrations of tractors. See the exhibits of electric appliances of interest to both the city and country homemakers. It's all there on Machinery Hill. From Machinery Hill, you hear the sounds of big racing cars circling the oval track, preparing for the big afternoon auto races in the grandstand, competing for almost $45,000 in prizes. The best drivers in America will fight it out in 9 afternoons of thrill-packed competition. It's exciting, breathtaking entertainment for the whole family. You'll see 2 afternoons at one evening of Art Swenson's Thrillcade. Don't forget, you're in the grandstand for 9 afternoons of motorcycle racing, stock car racing, and 75 of the best big car racing drivers in the world. There's band music in the park. Time for a breather, to enjoy that picnic lunch, or drop in at one of the cafes operated by churches of all denominations. Yes, there's lots of food on hand for hungry fairgoers. Let's plan for the rest of the day. Perhaps a short visit to the conservation building, or how about a ride through the old mill just for fun? Then we head for the livestock pavilion to see the finest livestock found anywhere in the world. You can watch the judging of dairy and beef cattle, all breeds of sheep and swine, light horses, ponies and draft horses, all classes of poultry and rabbits. See exhibits by the 4-H boys and girls and the future farmers of America. You'll see blue ribbon winners from our Minnesota farms. Here's one sound that children love. Music from the merry-go-round. It means fun on the midway with trips to the moon, a ride on the loop-the-loop. The midget vaudeville show, the trained monkeys, a trip to Kiddyland. Thrills and fun are waiting for you on the mile-long midway occupied by Royal American shows. You'll see the dancing waters brought from a sensational showing in Europe, the 92-foot-high skywheels, and the whirling roundup ride. There are 20 startling rides, a dozen glamorous shows on the midway at the 10-day Minnesota State Fair. East of the fairgrounds is the mammoth new hippodrome that houses the gigantic light horse show. Only during the fair can you see America's leading stables of saddle horses, hunters and jumpers, harness and cutting horses, and ponies, all competing for $35,000 in stakes, purses, and trophies. It's the horse show. 7 nights and 3 afternoons. Don't miss it. Strike up the band and bring on the acts. Over 300 stars of circus, stage, and screen are yours for the watching. You're in the grandstand for the big sensational night show. There's a big thrill show opening night, August 28th. And for the next 9 evenings, the State Fair Review. You'll applaud those spectacular stage and circus acts. And the climax of this breathtaking review.